Off the ball.
Rugby.
It hasn't worked out well for Ireland, particularly, who are ultimately the paymasters. But then at the same time, Ireland weren't paying James Lowe's salary. Leinster were. He wasn't on a national contract.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
World Cup Daily on Off the Ball. With Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Hello and welcome along to Thursday's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Joey O'Brien leaves Shelburne in bombshell news from the League of Ireland. Scotland's World Cup knockout qualification hopes hang by a thread after a damaging 3-0 loss to Brazil. South Africa booked their place in the last 32 after a surprise 1-0 win over South Korea. And can the Netherlands go all the way and win a first ever World Cup? But first to the League of Ireland, Shelburne have parted ways with Joey O'Brien. O'Brien arrived as assistant manager in the winter of 2021 alongside Damien Duff, and he played a key role to help Shells get back to the Premier Division, and then they finished seventh in their first season back while reaching the FAI Cup final. In 2023, fourth place finish saw the club return to European football. Then the following season came the league title for Shells. O'Brien took over as the main man when Duff left in June of last year, just before a European run that saw O'Brien and Shells reach the league phase of the Conference League, and they went on to finish third in the league. Shells under-20s boss Lorcan Fitzgerald will take interim charge of the team while the process to appoint a new first-team head coach is concluded. Shells are fifth in the Premier Division after Monday's 3-0 loss to Bohemians, and this is what Joey O'Brien said after that game, which ended an unbeaten run of 9 games.
Yeah, no, really disappointing, Darren. We're on a great run. 9 games unbeaten. Played some tough teams, obviously, along the way, and that to go 9 games unbeaten this league is really, really good, you know. So, really disappointing. The first half performance, started the game here. To concede in a game like this, 25 seconds in or whatever it was a really poor goal by us.
Scotland boss Steve Clarke believes his side will be going home early from the World Cup. 2 first-half goals from Vinicius Jr. and a second-half strike from Mateus Cunha gave Brazil a 3-0 win over Scotland in Miami. Scotland are third in Group C and will now have to wait to find out if their campaign is over. Clarke also said the last few weeks have shown how far they still have to come as a side competing on the international stage.
The physicality, the power and the technique of both Morocco and Brazil, you can see that we have to do something about it. We have to try and be better at producing young players that can grace the world stage.
Defender Nathan Patterson admits they made costly mistakes during the loss to Brazil.
I thought we started quite well. We were comfortable on the ball, and then obviously the mistake gives them the goal and puts us on the back foot again. But I think we dug deep and we've shown what we're capable of, and just some errors that obviously it's a top team, they're going to punish you.
Scotland will have to wait until this weekend to find out if they make it through as one of the best third place teams. As things stand, Scotland are 7th best third place team of the 12, but there are still 9 groups to be completed. The best 8 will qualify. In the other game in that group last night, Morocco beat Haiti 4-2. Haiti were ahead twice in that match. As it stands, Morocco will play the Netherlands in the next round, as they currently occupy top spot in Group F. Canada will play knockout World Cup football for the first time ever. Despite a 2-1 loss to Switzerland in Vancouver, Jesse Marsh's side will head to LA to take on South Africa in the next round. The Canada boss says they have to find a way to keep improving quickly.
We're still developing an understanding of what the best games are like against the best opponents that are the most meaningful games. I mean, Switzerland is a very good team, a very experienced team, a very intelligent team. And we got to do it quickly because we're going to be in the knockout phase, which is exactly where we wanted to be.
Bosnia-Herzegovina have put themselves in a strong position to qualify for the next round after a 3-1 win over Qatar. They're on 4 points and are third in Group B and will most likely play the US in the next round. Switzerland top Group B. As it stands, they'll play the third place team in Group J, which is Algeria. Mexico topped Group A in the early hours of Thursday morning with a 3-0 win over the Czech Republic at the Azteca Stadium. Legendary goalkeeper Guillermo Ochoa was introduced as a second half sub to earn his 154th cap and to play at a 6th World Cup. South Africa were shock 1-0 winners over South Korea and Monterrey. It's the first time the Bafana Bafana have ever qualified for the knockout stages of a World Cup, and their game against Canada is the only confirmed last 32 tie so far. South Korea have 3 points, and like Scotland, will have to wait on other results to see if they progress.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
And World Cup Daily and Off the Ball is brought to you by Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Smell your best when you look your worst. Tonight, Groups E, F and D are the focus. Firstly, Group E will be decided when Ecuador take on Germany and Curaçao play Ivory Coast. Both games kick off at 9 o'clock. Germany have already topped the group and will play a best third place team. The Ivory Coast just need a point to finish second. At midnight in Group F, Japan take on Sweden and the Netherlands play Tunisia. Tunisia are already out and a Dutch win will put them on course to take on Morocco in the next round and win the group. And on this week's Inside the Odds, Ger Gilroy, Enda Cole and David Wilson pondered if Ronald Koeman's side could avenge the heartbreak of 1974, 78 and 2010.
What do you think about the Dutch?
I don't know. Once bitten, twice bitten, three times bitten, four times bitten. But they look like they have everything, right?
Yeah, before the
goalkeeper,
tournament.
Centre back, midfielders,
and then maybe a striker, pace. Brian Robbie.
Yeah, and a way of playing that seems to work for it. So they fear anybody.
No. There's a German economist, Joachim Clement's his name. He has predicted the last two World Cups, and he doesn't use a football model for it. He uses an economic model and pairs it with population size and investments over the last 20 years and also the GDP of the country.
All right, go on.
And he predicted Netherlands this tournament.
The as it stands thing, right? Again, very much prone to change with the final round of fixtures. They would play Morocco and then the winners of South Korea, Switzerland, and then they would have France or Germany in a quarterfinal. So it's a very tricky path if things persist the way they are at the moment.
Yeah, I would have completely written off the Dutch before the tournament. I was they don't fancy Koeman. They're going to fall out with each other. If they're going to get to the final, they're going to have to spend maybe 7-8 weeks together. I don't fancy them all to get along with each other for that amount of time. Seems a bit of unrest as well within the Netherlands about what players are selected and players from the Eredivisie getting maybe a shot over someone else and different things. So I really didn't have any faith in them. They were decent against Japan, who are a lot of people's dark horses. And then they're phenomenal last time out. So, I don't know. They have all the components there to win a World Cup.
That's available to listen back to now in full in your OTB Football podcast feed for free. Elsewhere in Group F, Japan currently on 4 points are in second and they take on Sweden in third place. Sweden manager Graham Potter says his team face another tough test after losing 5-1 to the Dutch.
Somebody's just told me that I don't think they've lost to a European team for 8 years. I'm super impressed with Japan, how they are as a team. You can see they've been together a long time and have got a real understanding of what they're trying to do. For us, we have to make sure that we can use the qualities that we have.
In the early hours of Friday morning, Group D will be decided. Turkey, who are already out, play the USA in LA, and US have already qualified as group winners. Australia take on Paraguay in a winners finish second encounter in Santa Clara. Those games kick off at 3 a.m. Irish time. Scottish legend Paul Lambert joined Owen Sheehan on the football show last night to talk all things World Cup. And with the hydration breaks continuing to disrupt the flow of the game, Lambert described them as an absolute nonsense.
What has been your general take on this World Cup so far, Paul? The kind of brief sort of highlights have involved the superstars and then being able to stretch their legs, rack up a few goals, and everybody's got great enjoyment out of that. And then probably in the negative column, there have been the hydration breaks, a few controversial penalty non-calls, which seem to be gathering plenty of controversy at this stage. So throw that all into the mix. Good World Cup, bad World Cup, how are you feeling?
I think it's not too bad. I think what you're saying there, you look at Messi and that, and Ronaldo and Haaland and Harry Kane and people like that, the top goal scorers around Europe and America at the minute are performing, Mbappe performing. So once you get out of this group, I think that's when it really starts to kick in. I agree with you, the hydration breaks, I think it's a nonsense. I really do. I think it's an absolute nonsense. Games are lasting into 50 minutes, 53 minutes and things like that. So I don't agree with the water breaks has been as long as what they are and when they're doing them. So that's the nature of the game. we're playing Brazil in Miami, which is going to be roasting hot. But Scotland being Scotland, they've just got on with it, you know, and Brazil have a little bit of favour with the heat because we're not used to that heat. But I think for the tournament, I think the hydration thing and this music thing that they play, and I think that's a bit of nonsense.
That's available to listen back to now in your OTB Football podcast feed. And Craig Bellamy's proposed move to take over as Burnley's new manager has fallen through. The 46-year-old has 2 years left on his deal with the Wales team, and it's believed the Welsh FA have been working hard to persuade Bellamy to stay. The Championship club have reportedly now turned their attention to other managerial targets, including Steve Cooper and Rob Edwards. That's about all we have time for today on World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
World Cup Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.